Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of John at chapter 10, beginning at verse 7. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, though, that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Well, here we are, for football fans, that is, a little less than a week away from the Super Bowl, a once-a-year game from which our society makes heroes and role models out of ordinary people who simply perform so well on the football field that their team wins what some consider the sports event of the year. And when they win, have they attained that abundant life Christ referred to in the Gospel of John we read a moment ago? Is that the abundant life, the best life there is to them? For some, I'm sure they believe the answer is yes. But what do they think the next day, or next week, or a year later? What about the folks on the losing team? So is winning the Super Bowl the abundant life Christ had in mind? We're in the middle of another NBA season, heading toward earning a berth in the playoffs and then the run toward the NBA championship. What about that result? The abundant life for some? Is that what Christ meant? Soon, in a sports-infatuated world, we'll be gripped in the annual spectacle of March Madness, heading toward crowning the NCAA Division I national champion in college basketball. Same questions. And we're now just a month away from the start of spring training in baseball, where 32 Major League Baseball teams examine, re-examine, retool, and remake themselves in preparation for a grueling 162-game regular season, heading toward the playoffs, and eventually, for just one team, the World Series trophy, emblematic of the best in Major League Baseball for 2019. Abundant life for the winner? What about the rest of the teams? Not so much, right? Losers. Really? Really? Losers? I'll bet the tendency, temptation, inclination along the way would cause many of them and their fans and families to define an abundant life for them in terms of the one loss column, playoff outcomes, and reaching the ultimate success for each sport. It's what society pulls us toward and what society marks us for as successful or not, winners or losers. What's sad in all those examples in sporting events, and I could have discussed examples in the worlds of business, education, politics, medical accomplishments, and a host of other careers and endeavors as well, is that even reaching the pinnacle of any of those pursuits is, listen to me, is so much less than God created us for and Christ wants for us in the abundant life of which he spoke. All of that reminds me of a time not too long ago with our two precious granddaughters, when we watched a movie produced by Walden Media. The co-founder of Walden Media, Michael Flaherty, is a good friend of our son, Nathan, and one of the speakers at our Impact for Living men's conferences. Walden Media has produced such wonderful movies as The Chronicles of Narnia, Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium, Waiting for Superman, Amazing Grace, Waterhouse, etc., etc. All of Walden Media's movies that Michael produced were uplifting and encouraging, inspirational and aspirational movies, especially for children and youth, and I suppose adults as well. And so there Linda and I were that night in the family room with blankets, securely settled in our chairs with our two little granddaughters at the time, with trays full of drinks, ice cream, and their granddaddy's world-famous popcorn spread out for all to enjoy. That night was the second time we watched one of our favorite Walden Media movies, Bridge to Terabithia. One of our favorite songs from the movie, a movie which all the world should see, offers this reminder to the viewer. Have you ever seen the sky so beautiful, colorful, wide, and wonderful? Have you ever felt the sunshine so brilliantly raining down over you and me? Have you ever wanted more in life? Then, the song goes on, you've got to keep your mind wide open to all the possibilities. The Bridge to Terabithia is a movie of hope, a movie about the wonder and the power of imagination and all that can be and all that we can be. A movie for children of all ages, of excitement for all that there is in the life before them. The movie is full of encouragement. But here's one line I especially want you to cling to this morning. You've got to keep your mind wide open to all the possibilities. There it is. The key to open all the doors that God wants you to open to all of the rest of your life that He envisions for you. You've got to keep your mind wide open to all the possibilities. And that key is the bridge to the abundant life Christ refers to in the scripture that we read. An abundant life painted for us of the life God intended for us to live each day, a life of depth and substance for today, and a life that is long and lasting and sustained, but not just for today, but throughout eternity. But instead, we too often limit our view and our reach and tend to envision a life confined and restricted by circumstances and defined by worldly standards. An abundant life in sports tends to mean a win, a championship, and how many. An abundant life and success in business, and too often in life generally, tends to be defined by money and things and recognition. Sadly, those are all very narrow focuses, which cause us to risk missing all the best and the blessings that God wants for our lives. The abundant life Christ assured us is ours with Him. Instead, the abundant life God speaks of in the scripture that we read is a life that's not just as great as it can be or as wonderful as we can imagine it might be, but it's a life beyond anything that we can ever imagine. Our dreams tend to be way too small, my friends. The abundant life Christ came to assure His followers calls us to reach beyond the dreams that we can imagine. And instead, for the dreams, God's dreams for our lives. A bit like what the two main characters in the movie, Leslie and Jess, saw from the top of a tree they climbed up into when they saw the enormous kingdom of Terabithia, a kingdom of all that there can be. And they saw it only, you guessed it, when their minds were wide open to all the possibilities, beyond anything they had ever experienced, beyond what society defined as success and abundance, only when they believed in all the possibilities of God. Has it been a while since you looked at life that way? When was the last time, in the midst of whatever was going on in your life, that you set all the other stuff aside and were wide open to all the possibilities that lay before you, all the possibilities that God sees for your life? Not just the ones you can think of, like winning a game, getting a job, making a lot of money, receiving an award and recognition, but all of the possibilities that may never have yet crossed your mind that God may have in store for you. When was the last time you reflected on the possibility that the abundant life God planned for you and for me was not only beyond anything wonderful we may have already experienced or which we could imagine, but was actually beyond our wildest imaginations and yet to come? That is the abundant life God has in store for us, a life of impact and significance. It's His promise, not just some words on a page, not just a life that the world measures against things and achievement, against Super Bowls or other championships, against business success or fame, but a life that reaches its full potential and makes a difference and has an impact in the lives and the world around us. And it starts by keeping your mind wide open to all the possibilities of life before you. It's the key to unlocking the door to the truly abundant life God dreams for us and promised to us, the bridge to the life beyond anything we could ever imagine, the abundant life which Christ wants for you and for me, with our eyes wide open to all the possibilities. Let me pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for that passage that Christ, where Christ reminds us that he came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. A life beyond anything we've ever envisioned, beyond anything we're incapable of envisioning without you. Help us to keep our mind wide open to all the possibilities of what you want for our life and what you created us to be and to do. Thank you, Lord, for the example of your Son who lived the life fully, an abundant life, a life of salvation for every one of us, and a life that assures us of an eternal life with you and for you and for all the world. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.